we only get this cheesy music for the next 8 minutes as we work our way towards 2 p.m. Pacific time. That's 2200 GMT for you guys over in Europe. So give me two songs, and we'll get this show on the road. All right, my head feels okay. I did drink a little bit too much last night, but that's half the fun, right? That was Murray Head, One Night in Bangkok. And no, it is not shit, no matter what you say. Now this one, you may guys check this out. This is Spanish Flea. Get funky in the elevator, and I'll be right back. Hello out there. Welcome to another edition of Radio Urban Terror. I am your M4-toting pimp in the box, Oswald. And I can see you guys already have a ton of questions as to what was that song you played? What do you mean, elevator? You were drunk last night. In due time, I'm sure we'll get all those questions and more answered for you on Radio Urban Terror tonight. So how's it going? You know, as I forgot last week, it was Christmas, so since it's a little late, Merry Christmas, Happy New Year to everybody out there. I did have a good Christmas. Hope you did, too. On tap for this week, we got quite a few things here. Hopefully it'll fill your time and you guys won't get too bored with what we have to report this week. Some of the things we're going to do this week on Radio Urban Terror, we're going to take a look back on Silicon Ice and our development, starting with Beta 1 back in early 1999 all the way up to Beta 2.3. We're also going to check in on the Rough Riders. Clan focus this week of the Rough Riders, a Cash Money Hoes. We'll also give you an update on Beta 2.4. I know you want that to say release, but no, that was not mispronunciation. An update, not a release on Beta 2.4. And I'm sure some of you saw Crazy Butcher did finish the animation for the AK-103. You may have seen that earlier this week, but I have some other information that he sent me here, so I'll give that to you a little later on. I will talk a little bit about the point release and the problem that's playing in the community, and talk about the urban hiccup, as some are calling it here. Maybe play a little trivia, urban terror trivia pursuit for those interested. And we'll finish it off with a little bit of Ask Sid and some miscellaneous doodads I've collected over the past week or so. But before we do, play a little more music. This is Power Man 5000. I'll be right back. Let's get this thing on the road here. That was Power Man. I am Oswald. You are listening to Radio Urban Terror. I'd like to start out with a little bit of thanks again to some of the people who have made this happen. thanks to the guys over at TSN, Team Sports Network, Cold Shot, Travel In, and Wonder Dog that helped me here the last few weeks get all this stuff set up. And the other ones providing the Shoutcast server that you guys listen to the show to. Got some other things we're working on with them, some Sounders, things like that. And, you know, we'll play a few now and then, and it would go something like this.
You're listening to TSN on
Speakeasy. If you had Speakeasy, you'd be there now.
See, I got to keep those guys happy because they're giving me a free service, and this is pretty cool. I also like to thank everybody who listened in last week. We did have quite a few listeners, a record number of listeners. Can I say that already? We did have quite a few, followed by a lot of downloads from what CC Zach said. And this week we're going to try something different. We are recording the show, and after it's over, Barbecue, Silicon Ice's mix master, is going to remove all the music for those on a modem, so you guys will have a smaller download. Expect it to be in the neighborhood of 28 megabytes for the full show and, 15 megabytes for the musicless show. Again, Zach, or CC Zach, also provides the hosting for all the shows, and the show will be up on the website after it's over and we get things done. And the final bit of news here that we should take care of, if there's anything you want pimped or promoted, feel free to send me off an email at oswald@planetquake.com, and I'll try to get it on the air for you. That includes news, clan stuff, music. For example, this week I'm featuring a band called Fiend. They're a local Southern California band here in Los Angeles. And we'll also be hearing from Kane's band, When Heaven Bleeds. So this is your community, and we are working to make it the best one for you. So if you have anything, want it pimped, let us know. And speaking of that, play a little Fiend, and then we'll get into a little Urban Terror history. This is Breathe. We'll be right back. Okay, now I guess I should have given you a little more background on these guys. These guys are big Urban Terror players over here in the Los Angeles area, and they wanted us to check out the music, and like I said, it's for the community, and I'm more than willing to do it. Then that was Fiend again, so I don't know. Whatever you think of them. I thought it was a pretty cool song. Okay, now let's get into what you guys came for, the good stuff. Okay, we are going to start off. Actually, there's one other thing I was going to add here. When we talk about Beta 3, I'm also going to give out some new screenshots of Rommel by Barbecue. And also UT101. I'm sure some of you remember that from the early Beta. Beta 1, 2, somewhere in there. 127, I think. 101 was a map by .exe. That's one we liked, and he's also the guy who did Riyadh. So before we get into that, we will take a look back at Silicon Ice, who we are, what we want, and where we started from. To think it's been almost over 2 years now that Urban Terror and Silicon Ice got together and started to make Urban Terror. I could sit here probably for 3 or 4 hours just giving you history and, you know, basically everything, most everything that's happened leading up to where we are now. Instead, we will give you the abbreviated version, as you don't want to hear me talk. I'm sure you'd rather listen to music. I guess I got real ambitious. I could put full-color photos and a nice story up on the website, and who knows, maybe if I get really bored one night, I'll do that at work. Anyways, the mod was started by Botkiller. John Moses is his actual name, back in 1999, I think September is what he told me. At the time, they had many less members than we do now. Bare bones, I think they had 6 or 7 members. And I think the only one who's actually here who was on that first team was Crazy Butcher, the animator. Actually, he's not in our channel. He's in the dev channel, but Crazy Butcher was one of them. Botkiller says, I started the mod back in mid-September, yes, before Quake 3 came out. And this is back in 1999. It started out just as a skin pack for Quake 3 and a map I made for Quake 2 that I had ported over to Quake 3. I only put machine guns in my map, so it was halfway real. Well, as you can see, things have progressed from that one map pack with only machine guns. Beta 1 was released August 5th of 2000, while a group of us were attending QuakeCon 2000 in Mesquite, Texas. That's the big LAN event that id Software sponsors. And some of the guys over at Carnage Cowboys run, like Tapper, Nash, Doc Wilco, a couple of those guys basically set it up and run it. Kick-ass line. I'm sure you guys may have seen the pictures we've had up on the website the last 2 years. Anyways, we were invited by id Software to QuakeCon 2000. We did have a setup of about 12 computers in the developers hall. We were also in attendance with the Quake 3 Fortress guys, and so we had our mod table. This was when we actually released Beta 1, and looking back on Beta 1, it was quite buggy and very raw in terms of development. I'm sure we could have held on to it for another 2 or 3 months and you know, cleaned it up a little bit, but we released it before it was ready. But looking back on that development, I think it was the right time to release based on how things have gone now. The response we received was pretty impressive. I think we had somewhere like 25 or 30,000 downloads in a day or 2 days. Unfortunately, with a buggy release, just as quickly as gamers put it on, gamers deleted it. So we've basically been playing catch-up with a weak Beta 1. Beta 1.1 was released about 2 weeks later on August 21st. We had many tweaks and bug fixes. One of the biggest problems we had at this time was getting the mod to play correctly on a Macintosh. And if you had a Macintosh, I'm sure you remember some of these weird bugs that we had that you could only use like a PSG-1 and a handgun. None of the other weapons would work. But Mac gamers hung in there as we vowed to get it working for them. I know Docta and Gata were in contact with Graham Devine over at id Software. He's the Mac guy, and trying to get those issues worked out. Also, during these early beta versions, we were trying to find the right feel for many of the weapons. So we would speed weapons up. We would reduce their damage. The UMP, the PSG, and the SPAS were all tweaked at that time. And, it's taken us quite a while to get those feeling like they should. Oh, and by the way, Crazy Butcher, we love you too. Also, after Beta 1 came, well, what do you know, Beta 1.2. That was introduced about 2 months later, October 16th. Isn't it amazing we have all these dates? October 16th. And at that time, we introduced the new series of maps. It was the UT underscore, so UT underscore
hotel, UT underscore train yard. We also introduced a new model, the Trooper model, to the mod. He went along with the other guy, and I forgot the other guy's name. If somebody knows it, let me know, because I don't remember. Trooper and somebody else. What else did we have? This version also added an accuracy factor to weapons when moving. Since 1.1 was a sniper paradise, I believe everybody used the PSG-1 at that time, and basically you couldn't miss. After 1.2 became probably the most popular version to date, and actually before we released 2.8 to date, and that was Beta 1.27. This was released in conjunction with the 1.27 point release from id Software around December 21st of 2000. This at the time was our Christmas present to the community, a new beta. Unfortunately, this version of the mod was dominated by the UMP-45. It was the Uber weapon, and everybody used it. I mean, you can remember getting headshots from across the map. And even now, I'll hit on it later, but a lot of people have been trying to find Beta 1.27 and check it out again. So if you want to and you've never played it and you started with 2.0, then there's a couple threads going in the forum where you can find 1.27 and some of those older maps. What else did 1.27 do? What did we do here? 1.27 was when the community really started to take shape as well. And many of the problems were truly worked out. I think that was probably the first version where balance really came into play for the weapons. I mean, most of them were pretty well tweaked. We also added the ability to hear teammates in order to promote teamwork. We added team bandaging. And the opening of doors was now controlled by the player movement, so you could push a door open or you could pull it open. Altogether, I thought that was one of our best best releases to date. I'll stop right there. Take a small break. You can listen to Little Incubus. Pardon me, and I'll be right back. Oswald, Radio Orbiter.
Me. You're listening to TSN, the Team Sportscast Network.
All right, I'm Oswald. We're back. That was Incubus. We were in the middle of talking development history with myself. We had just gotten up to the release of Beta 2. And Beta 2 is essentially an all-new mod. It was released on June 1st of 2001 this year. Thanks to the effort of guys like Apoxel, Dr. 8, and GottaBKD, they rewrote and commented the entire code base. We also added a mini scoreboard to the heads-up display, along with a brand-new look. Sweet Nuts did a wonderful job on not only all the menus, but the user interface. And we've actually seen that show up in a few other mods, the most recent being Generations by Lamon. What else did we have? We also added two new weapons, the MP5K, and everybody's favorite, the M4. We also had the addition of high-explosive grenades and flashbang grenades. I put smoke grenades in my notes. Oops. We also added Orion and Athena to the mod, and both those models were created by Odd, if I remember correctly. And Crazy Butcher again. Crazy Butcher did the animation for not only the models, the player models, but all the weapons. And you again will see his work in Beta 3 as he plans on redoing a lot of the models and actually has done a lot of work on those up to date. Hopefully you can't hear that phone ringing in the background, huh? The biggest achievement of 2.0 was the Ares damage system. Hold on, I gotta shut this thing off. Fucking annoying. Okay. One of the biggest achievements of 2.0 was Ares. That's our damage system. It was coded by Apoxel and named by Docta. And if you don't know what Ares stands for Anatomical Ray Intersection Extrapolated Severity. Now, it doesn't sound like a coder came up with that term. It does, doesn't it? Basically, that explains what happens when a model is hit. Don't ask me how. I'm not a coder. I'm not going to explain it. We also added the addition of anti-lag code to the mod. And as I touched on earlier, Sweet Nuts redid all the interfaces and the menus, and Barbecue added a kick-ass tune to it, which it was similar to the one you heard first or second song of the show. You've heard it if you play Beta 2. A little over a month later, July 10th, we released Beta 2.1, and that list of features was quite long and extensive. We introduced new CVARs, fixed a lot of bugs, and added things such as being able to color your scope. We also added the UT web toggle command, which we are still trying to get to work correctly with primary, secondary, and hand grenades, but they do work if you use a script. What else did we add? We also introduced tagging each weapon with an ID number, so you know you could bind weapon 11, and that's going to be your high explosive grenade. So you basically could have a weapons on demand depending on how you bind your keys. And what else did we do here? That was about it for 2.1. Not much change. Unfortunately, 2.1 didn't last very long. I think it was about 3 or 4 days, and then on the 13th we kicked up Beta 2.2. which fixed the issues that were causing problems in 2.1. I really couldn't find out what all those problems were, but I know these two betas were very short. You know what? Listen to some music. I got to take a phone call here. I'll be right back. This is Rob Zombie.
Hello? Sorry. What's up? I just didn't answer. Generation.
Okay, from this point on, there will be no more interruptions. Yes, that was a girlfriend. Yes, she was trying to call me, and I guess we know who wears the pants if I picked up the phone and answered it, huh? Damn it, dear, hang on, I'm on the radio. No, I won't say that about her. She's really cool. She lets me do this stuff at night. Okay, getting back to development, as I didn't mean to have that short interruption. We were just getting ready to release beta 2.3, which happened on August 10th. And that's the current version that's being played today. This was essentially a map pack. It had 10 maps, fixed a few bugs, had some minor tweaks. One of the biggest things, the bad player movement angle. And basically, that's been about it. Also, this year, like the previous year, id Software invited us and Quake 3 Fortress back. We were lucky enough to have another table at QuakeCon. Again, it was a great time, and really cool to walk through the gamers hall and see people playing the mod that you've worked so hard on. It was also a great opportunity to meet a lot of these guys who, chances are we'll never meet in real life. Some of these guys, like Doc. I mean, I'll be good friends with Doc for probably the rest of my life. He's a great guy. I spend vacation in Australia. Anyways, it was still great to meet a lot of these guys, and, we thank the guys over at QuakeCon for setting it up, and id Software for helping sponsor the whole thing. Since Beta 2, we've really seen an influx of new gamers to the community, and the community has really grown in terms of size. I know we aren't near Counter-Strike numbers, but sometimes success of a mod shouldn't be measured in numbers. I think we have a great community, and right now Urban Terror is one of the most highly played Quake 3 mods out there. Granted, there aren't that many that are total conversions like ours. I know a lot of people play Rocket Arena 3 or OSP. For some reason, they include CTF and Deathmatches mods, but those are about the top five right there. Hopefully, I got to pimp the guys at Quake 3 Fortress. Hopefully, they'll get to release a beta 2, because what we saw, it really looks impressive. And I guess we're going to stick with our little quote here of, if you build it, they will come. And you guys did for beta 2 through 2.3. I think we've just now expanded over 300 servers and a couple thousand people playing a day. And, I mean, we can remember watching the GameSpy stats board and seeing us, like 50 players and 20 servers. And so it's kind of cool to see where we've come in a little over 2 years. And what will Beta 3 bring? Well, Beta 3 will be a step in the right direction, we think, for Urban Terror. We do have some big things planned. I don't think we're going to have such a big jump like we did from Beta 1 to Beta 2. But the jump from Beta 2 to Beta 3 is probably going to be pretty big. We have some new coders, as we mentioned. We have Ian, we have 27, and Thaddeus. And those three guys are ready to take on a lot of the work here for Beta 3. And we look forward to their work on the mod, along with everybody else on the team, because it's going to be a team effort here. New models, new animations, new weapons. And no, we won't tell you what the new weapons are. You have seen two of them. So with that said, that's basically a look back on our development history, where we started and what we've been doing here for the last 2 years. And we'll see what happens after Beta 3 and after we finish Urban Terror, call it final, release the source. I never know. Maybe we'll have something else in mind for a mod. With that said, I'm going to turn the mic and the music over to Kane, DSF Kane. He also has a band called When Heaven Bleeds, and this is his song, Field of Statuettes. I'll be back in 2 minutes and 42 seconds. This is Oswald. What?
yeah, and Kane will be here all week, so if you'd like to get lyrics, I'm sure he'll be more than happy to pass along, and we can have a sing-along. Anyways, that was Kane's band, When Heaven Bleeds. Thank you, Kane, for that submission. As you can tell, I didn't really screen any of these songs before I played them. All I knew was that they were hard or heavy rock. Anyways, what's on the agenda next? How about our clan focus? Last week we talked to Wheela over at Clan Phoenix. This week I decided to talk to Yogue over at the original Rough Riders, and their dollar sign tag actually means the Cash Money Hoes, which they go by since they were founded. They do have one Euro and one U.S. league, and they play with different players in each league. But the clan is all under one name, and it's led by Yogue along with the Euro leader Magic, and Redmine is the U.S. leader, U.S. Canadian leader. So he says it's often that they mix both teams whenever they have clan wars. I thought I saw these guys around during 127, and they actually tell me that they started with five players back in beta 1.0, first few days it was out. I guess that's quite a while. It's just about 2 years now. And he says they were good railers in our clan, and they ended up being pretty good PSG1 and Beretta guys. And since the PSG1 and the railgun are somewhat comparable in terms of how they're used, these guys took over and started playing Urban Terror, where Quake meets reality. Right, Barbecue? Currently, they have 12 U.S. players and about 10 Euro players active. It sounds like there's some restructuring going on, and they've lost a few players due to inactivity. Some of the clans that give them very competitive matches, they said, were THC, Phoenix, FR, Pod, and One. All definitely good clans, Yogue says, with good players and fair gaming. He also goes on to say it's a lot of fun to play against high-skill clans, since they don't camp that much, and that the game is more action-packed. It's also good to play against certain tactics, since we are able to enhance our weaknesses and work on counterattacks. Some of their latest achievements. Sorry, I haven't read this. I just got this off my email. They pulled out of most of the leagues and ladders until beta 2.4 rolls around, seeing as there were quite a few issues in that beta, namely being the show normals, which you really cannot tell who is using. Sort of tell who's using if you spectate them, but the two they did remain in, OGL, says we are number one as far as I know, and in the European Berries World League, we were held to a draw in the deciding game and came second to the Division One to a much improved THC. Currently, their overall record is 45 wins and 5 losses since Beta 1-1. Some of their favorite servers, I guess they do play on their personal server quite a bit, Portal. They also find quite a few competitive games over on Barry's World and a few other U.S. servers. It says it depends on where we meet old friends like THC or PHX players. It's a lot of fun to play with other clans on the public servers. Some of our guys play a lot on the pubs, unlike me, who I think I have two. Yo goes on to say that he doesn't like the pubs too much since it drives him crazy. And he never gets medical attention or help from newbies. So, but just think, Yogue, at least they get your score a little higher and you end up on the top instead of the bottom like me. Right? He says the teams are usually unequal and most of the times people don't care. Not concerning players in quantity, but the quality of play. So, he's looking for the quality of the game, not quantity of players. What can we expect to see from these guys in 2002, the Cash Money Hoes? As he mentioned to me, he says they are in some reconstruction on the European side, and they're hoping to look for some better skill in an anti-camping league. Better skills in anti-camping. Okay. And says they're also working on some issues and will rejoin bigger ladders or leagues after 2.4 comes out. A couple other questions I asked him sort of to get some feedback as to how the community and the team is doing. First question was, what did you want the urban community to know about the Cash Money Hoes, the Rough Riders? He says, to know about us, he says it's difficult to spot that one. Rough Riders to me is like a family, not some collection of skilled soldiers. Although we don't recruit if there is no skill, of course. But anyways, we have quite a lot of fun. Fun is why we play games. Isn't that true? And expect our training partners or opposite teams to feel the same way about the game. And what would they like to see from Silicon Ice for Urban Terror? Yo goes on to say that some sort of small updatable modules that you can code to eliminate aimbots and wall hacks quite easy. I think everybody would like to do that. Unfortunately, we are limited to what we can do with the engine, and we are doing what we can to remove those two exploits from Urban Terror. He also says Urban Terror for us is some special mods since it has a lot of since we have a lot of fun playing it. It always presents different actions and challenges. The only thing that could kill such a mod is cheating. I know that's really hard or maybe never possible to avoid cheating, but more frequent updates and small packets would solve a lot of problems here, I guess, he says. Easy for me to say since I'm not a coder or even involved in the project. Some of the expectations, he says, I have one on the weapon side. A working grenade launcher would be cool since it would, since it's the only weapon which you can use against some hardcore campers. It would also open up a few more aspects of the mod. Right now it's unusable because kneeling to avoid damage isn't really what I expected from a realism mod. In general, you guys did good work, and if you ask me, I would even pay for this mod. Well, thanks, Yogi. We seem to get that from quite a few guys. And the final question, and it, I guess it's somewhat controversial, as I was sort of called out on it by a few in the community last week, and that sort of centers around cheating. This question is not intended to make accusations toward any of the clans I interview or talk with. It's just basic, a general question, and if they don't want to comment on it, they're not guilty because they don't. It's just something that, you know, it's out there. We may as well not hide from it. We may as well bring it out in the open and see what some of these guys think about it. He says, cheating is the only reason why we stop matching for some ladders and we'll wait till beta 2.4. It's nice to see the show normals exploit gone in Quake 3 1.31 point release and in beta 2.4 when we release it. And he says, as you can see, I started playing again because I don't want to be slaughtered by some no-skilled cheater on the pubs. Additionally, I have to say that we have some really good players in our clan that I'm really proud of, and I know. And I know these guys don't cheat since I also spec them in training. And he finishes up by saying these guys are able to take out 4 to 5 players on the opposite team only by hiding in a corner and really playing intelligently. We feel safer playing the way we do knowing that they are somewhere on the map and, of course, on our side. Although, depending on how high drunk some players are, being on the same team doesn't really equate to being safe, especially if friendly fire is turned on. So that's the original Rough Riders. As we said, they do have a Euro and a U.S.-based clan. If you want to get your clan on here, send me an email, and I will see what I can do. It usually consists of about 5 or 6 questions that I send you. You answer them, and then I pimp you. Usually I'm a little more prepared than I was today, but I had a few too many beers last night. With that, I'm going to take a break, hit the head, and you can listen to Pennywise.
And holy temple. desire can tell the difference. Too many abstract thoughts now wrestle in my mind. Through darkness, someone should be waiting. A final truth to shower me with light. The breath of wisdom, a gift of glory. It's every night to kill, I found out it was all a lie. No one might answer, spirits and broken. Still, I just can't help but wonder why. Seems like a tragic waste of time. Who cares what happens when you die? Do you wonder why? Get on with your life. Your life.
All right, guys, that was Pennywise. And to the original Rough Riders, I have one shout-out from Barbecue. He says, tell him Clan Pit is coming for them. So take that how you'd like. Clan Pit is on the prowl. I'm Oswald. We are on Radio Urban Terror. About halfway through, I would think, approaching halfway through. Got over a little bit of what we wanted to talk about here. Now we'll get into what you guys really came for. Talk a little bit about the Beta 2.4 development, where we stand on that right now. I'll give you some Beta 3 news. I'll give you a few screenshots of Rommel and Rejavec, which is the old 101. Talk about the point release, a couple errors that are working in the community right now. Give you some of our thoughts on Beta 127. And we'll play a little urban trivia. With that said, where do we stand right now in Beta 2.4? As you can tell, Santa seems to have forgotten something this holiday season in your stockings, didn't they? There was no copy of 2.4. Try as we might, we just couldn't get it out. And as we've said earlier, we don't want to release it with errors because that'll probably do more harm than good. Actually, this week, the QA team got their hands on the latest build and began testing it on a couple of the servers we have running. So far, we've had a great response from the QA guys and those of us on SID. And, damn it, the phone's ringing again. Should I pick it up? Yeah, I got to pick it up. Listen to one song. I'll be right back. I don't really mean this to happen. Now listen to Spanish Flea again. Damn it, they hung up. All right, anyways, where was I? Forget that even happened. This show's going to hell real quick, isn't it? I wish my girlfriend or something, so she could answer that thing. Where was I? I was saying the QA guys had just gotten Beta 2.4 this week. We have two servers up and running it. And they've I actually found quite a few bugs to date in it. One thing that we noticed immediately is that we should have not rushed this pack file into testing as it was not ready. As I said, we had many issues that were brought to light that we really didn't find in the previous smaller pack files that were done up by 27 or Thaddeus or Ian. Those seemed to work on their own, but once we put them all together in one pack file, we seem to have a few issues here. We are working on them, and hopefully it'll be out soon. Of course, there's no one to blame for this. It's just part of development, and once Doctor and 27 get off their holiday in Australia, they'll have an entire list of things to look at. A couple of those things, you know, we couple that with the fact that we had a new point release, the 131 release, and that really didn't help things out too much. There is one issue, and I'm sure some of you have seen it now. Yeah, thanks, Jugs. No, I'm not going to have another beer. And I have to answer the phone because I don't want my girlfriend coming home saying, why didn't you answer the phone? Anyways, back to what I was saying. Some of you may have noticed a hiccup, as we've sort of started calling it now, with the 1.31 release. It may happen on a particular map, it might not, but everybody seems to freeze for a few seconds, and then they join, or then the action starts back up. So that's something we're, gonna have to look in here before we, or look into solving before release 2.4. We do have some ideas as to what we think, is causing these issues, and we will look into it. And, you know, it's just part of development. We just rushed. I mean, 2.4, we wanted to release it before the end of the year, but it's not going to happen. We're what, 6 days, 5 days from the end of the year, and there's just too much work and just not enough time. And like I said, we'll just have to wait on it. So, when can you guys expect 2.4? As we'll post on the site after the show, chances are a realistic date would be mid-January. So,
you know, somewhere in that second week of January is when 2.4 will be released, most likely, along with a new website and a new forum. This isn't what we wanted to do, but this is probably the best way to go about it. And as I said, once the coders get back and they start checking into these issues that everybody's found, we should be good to go. And one final word, the gamers ask us all the time, how can I become a QA tester? Well, unlike the Beta 2 testing, which turned out to be a fiasco, we no longer accept many gamers to help us test. There's always the issue of leaks or builds being distributed to the public without our knowledge, or with our knowledge for that matter. And it's just not a good way to go about development. That's not to say you couldn't be next. We do feel we may need a few more people to help out. The current group we have all have something unique to offer us in terms of development. So that's why they got asked. We know everyone would love to help us. And actually, some of us have actually gone into servers with guys like two guys. I mean, I've gone into the server with Cardi and Perfect. We've gone in there and they've showed me things like the knife bug or the grenade bug, things like that. So, I mean, there are things that you can do to help us out with not actually being on the QA team. It's stuff like this that we need from the community in order to improve the mod. So if you have something that you think we may not know about, just grab one of us. We're willing to listen, and you know, we can go from there. So with that said, hopefully I still have listeners after we gave out the date for hopefully Beta 2.4. And if we do, then you guys can listen to the Four Horsemen from Metallica.
Sound
All right, we're back. I might as well. That was Metallica. Got to play Metallica every time we're on here, don't we? So what are we coming into next? We have some Beta 3 news for you. As we announced earlier this week, our one lone Christmas gift to the community was an animation, a full animation of the AK-103, modeled by Crazy Butcher, skinned by Blade Killer. And you can download the file from our website, urbanterror.net, or you can go to www.zdwebhosting.com/AK103_demo.zip. I'm sure since Zach is here, he will spam that in the channel for me. But I'm sure many of you have seen it already. It is the it's the animation file. I'm also supposed to pass along from Crazy Butcher that he did show this animation to who was it? A Dr. Zook, who's a German Urban Terror player, and looking for how realistic it looks. And he got two thumbs up. Zook said the animation looks really good, really realistic. So we think you guys will dig the AK-103 once it's released in Beta 3, along with the other weapons. And who remembers what barbecue is most known for? If you played Action Quake 2, I'm sure you're going to say Act Damn. If you never played Action Quake 2, then you know it's his antics and shenanigans he pulls on the forums. But his first level for Urban Terror Rommel did catch the attention of the community. Since it was first released, it's been pretty popular. Unfortunately, we've had a lot of problems with it. Some of those problems were the extremely high frames per second crossing the river on the bridge. And some player clips missing, so gamers would go camp and cheat and basically screw the game up for you. And there were a couple lighting issues. All these have been resolved for Beta 2.4. As it stands now, probably the most outstanding issue, or at the time, the most outstanding issue with Rommel was its playability. There was only one way to and from the blue flag and the red flag. That was across a bridge, but rarely could the blue team even make it around the corner to the bridge. So, what did Barbecue do? He and Blade Killer, I know Blade Killer doesn't want to take any of the credit, does she, Q? But together, they've actually fixed Rommel. And Rommel plays much better now. There's a new route across the water. There's a couple new areas that have been added. And with some hope, we will see an increase in playability. And I asked Barbecue what he wanted me to say, and God, hopefully I don't read the wrong things here, huh? He says, I asked him any words of wisdom you want to give to the community about Rommel. And he says, I guess some of the new structures, a new route, drastically lowered R speeds. Barbecue's a homo. No, wait, that's not supposed to be in there. He says, a lot of cool places to jump. He says it's going to be the shit. So take his word for it. It's going to be a cool map, and we actually still play test it right now. And a lot of fun. So you can look forward to seeing Rommel. For those who want to check out some new screenshots of Rommel, we have six of them, which we will put up on the website after the show. But those are the six new screenshots of Rommel. And if you check them out, you can actually see the new routes that we added right before you get to the corner. Right before you get to the corner, there's now a hallway that leads straight across to the opposite side of the river. You can now get on top of the building a little easier without any help. You can walk on the ledge of the building right near that corner. There's a new room which looks down more or less on the blue side of the playing field. So check out those six screenshots, and as I said, for those who are going to be listening after the fact, these same six pictures will be put up on the website for you. And the other new map that we are talking about is by .exe. He's our Icelandic dude. He started out as a community level designer, and was asked to join the development team after he showed quite a bit of promise in his first level, which was 101. Since then, he created UT Riyadh, which is, as you all know, the terrain map, which is pretty much a sniping map. Great CTF map. His latest project is a redesign of 101, which is now going to be called UT Reykjavik. Reykjavik being the capital of Iceland for those who are geographically geographically challenged, just like I can't say it. This level actually went into testing yesterday by the QA team and by the development team. Layout similar to what the old one was like. It still consists of four buildings. The streets are quite open. Right now he's working on getting spawns corrected, getting the correct spawns in there. We're not really sure at this point what all the map is going to play with. I know he asked me to draw what I thought the spawn should be, so I gave him my input, but seeing as I'm only a rookie when it comes to mapping, I don't know much about spawns. I haven't made a map that far to actually worry about spawns. So right now we have Team Deathmatch, Team Survivor. We have some CTF spawns in there, and I believe Capture and Hold, but not all of those might, not all those will make the final release, but we'll have to see what happens. May as well try them and see how it goes. We also have six screenshots of Reykjavik too. If you look at it, the level looks somewhat dark. If you look at the map first time, it's basically a setting sun background, and the buildings are, you know, pretty dark. Actually, they're lighter than they used to be. I would consider it a sniper level. You can access most all the rooms in the buildings. You can jump onto the rooftops of the buildings. A couple of the buildings are connected via a wire that hangs across the street. So here's six pictures of Reykjavik. You can check out. Whoops, sorry about that. You can check out Reykjavik and see what you think. And again, that will be a beta 3 map. We also have a couple others that are still in development. As I know I've mentioned before, Sweet Nuts is still working on a snowy terrain map. Wet Wired is still working on UT Precinct. And what else do we have? Oh, I don't know. I'm still playing with one. Who knows if it'll ever make it. Dead Link. That should be a Dead Link. If it is, I'll look into it here during the music and get you the right links. But it may be the wrong link. It shouldn't be. But let me get out of here because I'm flaming. This is Slipknot. Actually, it's supposed to be Slipknot, but, you know, I can't find him. Actually, let me go to All-Star. I'll be right back. Let's try the Offspring. Trying to multitask my ass off here, and it isn't working. Those screenshots I just put up in the channel do work. Mull them over for a few minutes. Listen to a little Slipknot, or else I think I'll be killed if I don't play it. I'll be right back. Did you never give a damn in the first place? All right, that was Slipknot, Spit It Out. I'm Oswald. We're back. Okay. That was Resurvec we just showed, the old UT-101 that was made by .exe. I saw some people asking who made that map. Sorry about the bad links. They were corrected. That's what happens when you cut and paste and try to do too many things at once. So you can check that out. And as I said, they will be on the website. Somebody also asked me, and I guess I could throw this into the Ask Sid question and answer time, but what's going to be on the new website? And actually, as we've said, Jake is doing the website design, and Baz is doing the forums. They will work in conjunction with each other. So if you register on the forums, you basically register for the website. And you'll have you can basically configure the website as to how you want it to look. We'll have a few different versions of it. So it'll look pretty cool. That'll just be, if you don't register, it's no big deal. You don't have to. We are trying to get the official Mirror program up and running. I'll talk about that a little later. Maybe I'll be able to get some shots of a few of the website pictures. I don't know what I have on my hard drive. I'll have to check. As you all know, we do have a new point release out, and unless you've been living under a rock, we usually have protocol changes and problems going from point release to point release. This time we went from 130 to 131. The protocol did change from 66 to 67. Basically what that means for those who don't know what the hell I'm talking about, that means if you have 1.30 as your Quake 3 version, you can't play in a 131 server and vice versa. And they did release both the Win32 and the Linux version. Mac community looks like they'll have to wait a couple more weeks. It runs about 26 megs if you download it, or if you run the auto update, or I believe it's about 8. We continue to see questions and emails about this error. If you keep getting this error, then upgrade to 131 and find a 131 server. It looks like there's now a small utility you can run to switch back and forth between 130 and 131. Check out railbait.com or Planet Quake or Quake 3 World for the link to the utility. I didn't have time to get it, or else I'd be spamming it for you. It might make it a little easier so you don't have to continue deleting pack files, or even some people are running two Urban Terror directories. So whatever you do, works. Currently, I have 131 installed. I don't think I'll go back to 130, as we got to try to figure out some of these issues we have going with the hiccup error, and that's what we'll get into next. What's development without bugs? I guess it would be boring, right? But impossible? No, not development. Regardless, there seems to be a hiccup that has developed with the release of 131 and the Urban Terror netcode. And it seems to be only specific for Urban Terror. A lot of people say they played the other mods and really don't see any problems with it, but for some reason we have something in our code base that is causing a momentary freezing of the screen. We've had many threads that have addressed this issue in our forums, and a lot of people in the community have commented on it. Right now we don't exactly know what it is. We are working on it. And I believe the coders were just leaving, I think, the day it came out, so they really haven't had time to check it out too much. What else do we have? Some tell me it is map-specific. Others tell me it's client-specific. So, it may not happen for everybody. It may happen for some. I do know during testing one night we did have it happen on Blade Killer's server. We're guessing it might be sound or entity related. Yeah, let me say that one more time. Entity. There we go. Entity related. And sometimes we have seen a Delta parse error message. Apoxel looked into it, but there was really nothing that he could uncover for us. So I'm no coder. I don't plan on being a coder. We will get more information once the guys get back and they start checking through the errors and everything we've brought up to them. We do ask for your help, though, trying to find and resolve this. If you've experienced this error, we would like you to post something in the forums or email one of us with the specific information, your system specs, what level you were playing, the conditions you were in, was the server full, was it empty, what server was it, was it version 1.3.1 or 1.3.0, anything and everything that you think will help expedite it, just send it our way and we'll look into it and hopefully we can nail this problem and get it out before Beta 2.4 is released. With that, we will get one more song out of the way. This is Rock is Dead, Marilyn Manson. I'll be right back. As long as I'm here. This is Oswald Radio Urban Terror. So what's going on? We're about an hour and 15 into the show. Covered quite a bit. I've done a lot of talking. And now I'm glad I only do this once a week. Maybe twice a week. Who knows? We'll see what happens. We will plan on doing this, actually a release like this. A radio show like this for the release of 2.4 and 3.0. Maybe we'll be able to do call-ins or at least have some of the other guys from Silicon Ice pop on air with me. I'm still working on how we can do that through Shoutcast. I haven't hit up the guys at TSN about it, but there may be some way that we can do that and, you know, maybe even take some phone calls here in the future.
Speakeasy theme song, take one.
If you had Speakeasy, you'd be there now. If you had Speakeasy, you'd be there now.
Cut. You're f***ing fired.
All right, I had to pimp TSN again. Team Sports Network, that's who's helping us out today broadcasting. I am Oswald. All right, now we have a lot of people saying they are old school. People who told me they have been here since before Beta 1. And if you think you're good and you think you know Urban Terror, then you shouldn't have any problems with the Urban Terror trivia. And if you've been listening, then some of these questions were actually answered early on. So the first person who can send me all six, you may get something. I doubt it, but we may mention you on the air. We do have six questions here that if you've been around since Beta 1, you should know. All of them you should be able to find. And I'll repeat them all, and then I'll paste them all on the channel. So if any of you want to try for all six, feel free and send me a private message. And if somebody answers all six before the end of the show, we'll pimp you there too. So the six questions, number one, what does Aries stand for? And we did talk about that today too. Number two, how many Australians do we have on Silicon Ice Development? Number three, name a map that was released with Beta 1. Number four, what is the Urban Terra mascot? And part two of that question is, what does he do? And we aren't talking about barbecue or Ian. Number five, how many versions of Urban Terra have been released? And the final question, number six, what weapon dominated in Beta 127? I'll post those, paste those in the channel. You guys can check them out. And I will continue on with the show. Somebody asked us, I believe it was it on the forums? You know what? I forgot who it was. Somebody asked us what we, the development team, thought about people wanting to play Beta 127. A lot of old school gamers and experienced gamers have begun installing and playing Beta 127. Actually, it was Onda from the forums who did it. He asked that question, and I got a couple thoughts here from a few of the people on our team. Blade Killer, she kept it simple. She said it's nostalgic. You know, I guess if some people got around to Urban Terror during that time, then 127 was what they were first involved with. So it does have a nostalgic feeling to it. Thaddeus says, I have mixed feelings about it. Now, hang with me here. Thaddeus, he's a coder, so he talks in code. So give me like 30 seconds to explain his answer here. It says, I have mixed feelings about it. I feel the game has progressed so much and has blossomed into a very mature standalone game. I never really cared for it prior to Beta 2. And remember, he came on just recently. He came on with Beta 2.3, so he wasn't with the team at that time when we released 127. He goes on to say, but at the same time, I realize their attraction to it, and I hate to say that they're wrong. I think that the same type of people who like things like excessive Quake, there's a place for absurdity in games. In fact, I believe that's probably the key to life. I discovered this once by playing Mr. Driller. There needs to be a balance between good BS and bad BS. As long as there's enough good BS, things go on and you can stomach it. It's when the bad BS happens. I don't know if there's much there to quote. It's mostly my personal experience. Perhaps there's too much bad BS in Beta 2.x, he puts, so basically 2.3 right now. I think fixing the things like hit detection and netcode will help rebalance the good BS with the bad BS. But it's always a very hard ratio to measure. And if that doesn't help, I think that's something we'll have to gauge and really take into consideration for Beta 3. Preacher, on the other hand, Preacher, our redneck from Ohio who totes God knows how many guns in his collection, he says, I don't like it, the fact that they're reverting back to something like 127. It shows that there's something seriously wrong with 2.3. I hope 2.4 fixes all of that. Okay, that's simple and to the point. It makes sense. And I didn't get any of the other guys to answer me, but my thoughts, I sort of tend to think along the same lines of Blade Killer. I do think it is a bit nostalgic. In terms of development, I don't think we will go back and support 127. We might look as to what we did in that version, but we just have quite a bit of work to do on Beta 2.4 and 3. Beta 127 did offer many things that we changed in Beta 2, which might be why many of these guys want to go back to 127. For example, the two biggest things we changed were this implementation of stamina, and we limited the strafe jumping. Two things that really changed the how the mod played. You know, regardless of which Urban Terror you play, it's still Urban Terror. You know, as Preacher and Thaddeus both pointed out, these upcoming versions should correct many of the problems that are plaguing the mod right now. Things like the hit detection, the net code, weapon balance being used, lack of a better word, things like the SPAS 12 and the M4,
And some of the exploits, like the show normals exploit and the grenade and the other weapons cheats. So I see we have a few answers here from those six trivia questions. I'll play one more song, check the answers, and get into a little acid, and we'll be able to wrap this thing up. Tell me I didn't do what I think I did, but I did, didn't I? I just gave out all the answers. Oops. Oh, well, I guess we'll try that next week, huh? Seeing as I screwed it up this week. Anyways, sorry about that. I'll get six more trivia questions. That's what happens when I'm doing too many things. I'll get six more trivia questions next week, and we'll do it. My bad. If you're playing at home, you can play at home, but disregard that stupid trivia. Who wanted that anyways, right? Here's Bullet in the Head. Rage. No one wins. We all lose because I screwed up. We'll be right back.
right, I'm back. That was Bullet in Your Head, Rage. And it's too bad I screwed up those trivia questions, but I have found another 24 trivia questions, which I posted on the forums, I don't know, 4 or 5 months ago, but I won't get into that week or that this week. We'll wait for that next week. And next week, I'll remember not to post the answers with the questions. Like I said, that's what happens when you're multitasking and not paying attention, like I was. I wasn't paying attention. Oh, well. Now we get into the last few things here. Ask Sid. That's the time where you, the community, ask us, Silicon Ice, questions, and we give you answers if you like it or not. First question, basically a general question. I know many people ask it. Why do your FTPs suck like File Planet? Simple. Seeing as we are a mod and we make no money off of this, we're not really willing to go out, spend money to get a fast, reliable download server. That's why we continue to ask the community for their support in hosting files for us. We have gone through the file section and the Map Depot section and updated all the links, or most all the links. I think I'm almost done with the Map Depot, but have updated all the links, so they should all work now. Most all of them should work. We have received a good response from some in the community who have wanted to host files for us, starting with Beta 2.4. We will offer FTP links from places like ClanBase, Thunderdome, and MongoZen, for example. And I'm sure we'll have a few others who are going to bring a fast, reliable service. Not to mention that the non-US support has been excellent. UrbanTerra.it, which is back online. So if you want a map depot that has most all the maps, including some that we don't carry on the UrbanTerra.net site, check out UrbanTerra.it. They did a good job. Also, UrbanTerra.de, the German Urban Terror site run by Das Gib. I hope I got that right, Crazy Butcher. You don't have to understand German. On the left side, it says Maps, Map Depot. So just click that, and you can see all the maps that they have. But I usually get pretty good download speeds from them as well. And I refer gamers there all the time if ours don't work. And I do believe we have resolved the issue with File Planet. That was just a link issue. They changed the path, or the URL that we link up to. And 3D downloads, for some reason, all our files were deleted yet again. So hopefully that'll help. Another thing we do have that I will be posting hopefully tonight or tomorrow on the website. We now have full versions of Beta 3. Yeah, we have full versions of Beta 3 we're giving away. Actually, we're not. We have full versions of Beta 2.3. So now you don't have to download Beta 2, Beta 2.0 to 2.3 patch. We have beta, all the pack files you need, pack 0 through pack 3, and we will post those on the files section. Somebody else also asked, well, what about another map pack? I'm getting breaking news here. We are, God, I lost my train of thought. I forgot what I was going to say. I was interrupted here by Baz, who's yelling at me, saying we have breaking news. We're going to have ftp.urbanterra.net coming soon. So once I get more information on that, we will pass that along. I'm sure that'll be a 2.4 thing as well. Getting back to that beta 2.3 full version, it weighs in at about 128 megabytes, and it just includes the Urban Terra maps. Another question somebody asked, and that was phase.it. I believe Phase is in the channel. Yeah, he is. What's up, Phase? What do you think about other realistic theme mods like Navy SEALs, True Combat, and Terraquake 3? Are we keeping a close eye on what they're doing? How do you see their positions in the realistic mod scene for Quake 3 in the future? Well, early on in our development, I can tell you we watched some of the realism mods very closely. Like, at the time, S9mm, I'm sure some of you might remember them over on Quake3mods.net when that was still around. And they seemed to come, and then they left. I guess more recently it was Navy SEALs who was, I don't want to say in competition with us, but Navy SEALs was, it was all about Navy SEALs for a while. And, you know, I think the only thing that these mods can do are help introduce more players to Quake 3. I don't see how it can be negative. I mean, each of them are going to offer something different. I know Terraquake 3, Crazy Butcher's involved in that. I believe he's doing some animating on that mod. Navy SEALs, they've been doing their work for, what, just over 2 years now on a mod?
hope it's good. I mean, I don't really know what to say. It's kind of hard to go for development for 2 or 2.5 years and have no beta or no version to show for it. I'm not knocking how they're doing their development, but you know, you got to get something out to the fans, or the fans are going to give up on you. And that's why I said earlier on the show that I think when we released Beta 1, it was the right time. It may have not been perfect, and we probably lost a lot of fans, but we also gained quite a few too. So it's a dual-edged sword. True Combat, I've only seen pictures. For those of you who know George on the forums, Silencer, he always pimps True Combat and always compares Urban Terror to it. I haven't played True Combat. I know they have some pretty interesting things. I believe they have an iron sights or a tactical mode, if I remember correctly. But I think more mods is always a better thing, especially for Quake 3. Hopefully we can get more people playing Quake 3, and they can see what is out there to in terms of realism mods, and hopefully they make the choice and come with us, right? And if anybody else has any questions, I'll be willing to take it. Is there some? Actually, Dobie's at. Actually, give me 1 second. Let me play one more song. I got one more thing for you guys, and then I'm going to have to get out of here. I'll be right back. This is Skid Row 18 in Life.
What happened? The old good Ricky said that you blew a child away. Hey!
All right, sorry about that for that quick song there. I had to get a song on. The phone was ringing, and it was another woman for my woman. Anyways, Blade Killer, who's in the house, just reminded me what I was forgetting. The map pack. Somebody asked about the map pack, not the contest map pack. There will be another map pack after 2.4 and probably before 3.0. It will be some community maps. I know we've mentioned this before. How many? I'm guessing 5 to 7. We haven't really sorted that out yet. We'll most likely work on that after we release. And yes, I was trying to sing, and it sounded pretty bad, didn't it? I have a few more things here. Take care of a little business. Nick Trix, who sent me this earlier, says, asked me if I could promote Master Gamers, a new gaming league. Site coming soon at mastergamers.com. All games, Quake 3 Arena, Urban Terror. They're on QuakeNet in room Master Gamers. They need admins for the game, so check them out on QuakeNet. Thanks for that. And Dobie asked, does Urban Terror plan on changing engines or even making our own engine? Chances are we will not make our own engine. Right now, making the mod for another engine, it's still up in the air. I know a couple of us have thrown different things around, but there's really not going to be any good engines out until the Doom engine's released. I'm sure there's going to be a few mods looking to do something with that. And who knows? Maybe we'll have some sort of an in with id Software. I don't know. I have no idea. Too early to tell. Something will come up. But for now, Urban Terror for Quake 3 is not finished, and that's what we're going to be working on. Finally, a couple miscellaneous things. As I mentioned a little earlier, we have updated all our links on our webpage. We now link Barry's World, Mungo's Inn, GC Pro, which is part of UrbanTerror.de, and 3D Downloads in for our game files. So now you have four choices, so hopefully you won't have to go anywhere. And no, I am not going to give up my day job. I do like to sing, though. Maybe I should take the microphone in the shower and start singing, huh? I already talked about the full version of Beta 2.3, weighs in about 128 megs. And the last thing, which I was going to take a picture of it when I was at home yesterday with my parents, but I just forgot to. Urban Terror and Quake 3 Fortress were both mentioned in the January 2002 issue of Mac Attic. I forgot who. Somebody in the community, one of the Mac guys, brought this to my attention. Maybe it was Jake on our development team, but it was brought to my attention. This was their gaming issue, their gaming issue to lead off the year, and it featured a lot of the top games and top mods. Quake 3 was in there, Rainbow Six, Unreal Tournament, you know, some of the few games that the Mac guys actually have. But we were mentioned in there. We actually were on the cover, too, which was kind of neat. They had a small picture there. And really, the only thing that was said about it was one sentence that said it mentioned something about recreating a realistic environment. And the screenshot was from Beta 127, and it was a picture of the map Village, UT Village by Tub. So other than that, they really didn't say much about the mod. I mean, I don't even think it was included on the disc. They give you links to a couple of the Mac sites to go download it. Now, only if we could get the same sort of coverage or even shot on PC Gamer, but we know how they love their Half-Life mods and really won't go to Quake 3. Sorry, I'm a little bitter about that still. Other than that, I am done. That's the show for this week. Final thing to mention, as we do every Friday night, Blade Killer does host a server. It is new. 1.8 gigahertz machine featuring hot CTF action. Not hot sex. Hot CTF action. Gaming starts around 8 p.m. Pacific time. It's about 0400 for you guys in Europe. For you guys on the East Coast, you can do the math. The IP address is 64.180.91.204. It's a Canadian server. I think it's something like America, We Stand Next to You or something like that. So check it out. The IP was 64.180.91. .204. That's Blade Killer server, so you can check that out tonight. I'm sure you'll find a few of us on there. And with that, if nobody has any questions here, we will get ready to wrap it up here. I got one last song to play. We'll play a little Spanish Fleet, and then I'll get out of here. This is Radio Urban Terror. I'll be right back.
Actually, I won't. I can't find a song to play, huh? How about this one? How about a little Seven Dust? We played them last week. Damn it, none of my songs are playing. Well, maybe we won't play anything then, huh? Play a little Spanish Flea, and we'll say game over after that. I'm Oswald. We will be back next weekend. You guys tell me what time worked better for you, 12 or 2. I can do it either way. I know some in Europe wanted it to be 2 hours later. It works fine if you guys are cool with it. Thanks for listening. I will get out of here. We'll see you on IRC. We'll see you on the forums. I'm Oswald. Thanks for playing Urban Terror, and have a great weekend.